On this day, 16th November 1970, honourable baptism for SDLP. The St Anne's Belfast by-election, which was won yesterday by the Unionist candidate, Mr John Laird, was described last night as an honourable baptism for the Social Democratic and Labour and Party by their candidate, Mr Gerry Lavery. St Anne's was the SDLP's first electoral test. The result, in a 60% poll, was John Laird Unionist, 8,204, Gerry Lavery, SDLP, 2,881, William Ritchie, NILP, 863, Unionist majority, 5,323. Observers saw Mr. Laird's success, a big boost for the right wing of the Unionist Party. Mr. Lavery said, "The SDLP are the only viable alternative to the discredited Unionist power machine." Death of nationalist intellectual. Professor James Scott, who has died aged 57, was one of the most controversial figures of Queen's University, Belfast. Professor of dental anatomy at the university, he was a convert to Catholicism and a nationalist who spoke and wrote fearlessly as an advocate of the national ideal. But at the same time, he was adamant that the border should remain while a majority in NY were in favour of it. A philosopher and poet, he marked his appointment to the chair of dental anatomy at QUB 5 years ago with a 5,000-word poem on man's inhumanity to man. He believed fervently that students should be active in playing a full part in attempting to cure society's ills. However, he came in for sharp criticism for the advice he recently gave to students at the university. After telling dental students to understand art, music, and social life, he added, "You should all learn to drive a car, preferably a Jaguar, and you should all learn to get drunk, find out how much drink you can take." Professor Scott was born in Dundalk of Presbyterian and Methodist stock, Eamon Phoenix editor's note, a committed nationalist, intellectual and controversial figure. Jimmy Scott urged Northern nationalists in the early 1960s to abandon sterile abstentionism and play a constructive role in the public life of the state. As his obituary in this paper noted, his background enabled him to embrace gratefully the diverse traditions in Irish life and value each individually.